Man, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Donnie. Hallelujah. Woo! It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. It's good to come and dwell with God and dwell with His people. Amen. You know, I don't know about you, but it's good to see some faces. It's good to see some beautiful faces. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. I live in Maryland. And I've been here since yesterday, and I'm leaving to go to the Dominican Republic on Tuesday. And I'll tell you, God is good. Amen. Doesn't matter where you go, God is always good. Doesn't matter what you go through, God is always good. I was out at Grace Place last night. We had an amazing service. The power of the living God. And I know that my assignment is to preach and to share faith. How to walk in the supernatural. How to live in the supernatural. How to shift our mindset from thinking in the natural to thinking in the supernatural. And sometimes that is very difficult to do. Sometimes, but the Word says we're to walk by faith and not by what? Sight. Amen. But it's easy to walk by what we see versus what we know. And there's a shifting that's beginning to take place. And Pastor Donnie, as we were in worship, the Lord gave me this scripture. It's in John chapter 3. It's when Nicodemus came to visit Jesus, asking him questions. And I know the last time I was here, the Lord had a word for you specifically, Pastor Donnie, that you're going to see greater miracles, greater signs, greater wonders. Amen. And I know that to be true. And I know, and the Lord spoke to me that it's not just about you laying hands on sick and you praying for people. It's about you teaching others how to do it as well. And the scripture the Lord gave me was, John 3, verse number 8. And it says, the wind blows where it wishes and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from. And where it is going, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. And so when the wind blows, we don't know where it comes from. And there's all kinds of wind. You can have a light, gentle breeze. You can have Category 5 major hurricane force winds. And when a storm comes through, the wind blows everything around. The Lord says that He's bringing everything into alignment. And you've experienced and are going to be experiencing some blowing of the wind and some shifting. And you're going to wonder in your heart and in your mind, where did this come from? But God is putting things in order. When the wind blows after a storm, you know, you can have a really hard storm at nighttime and you wake up the next day and you look outside and your trash can is down the street and your lawn furniture is over in the neighbor's yard. It's begin to shifting things. But also, when you walk outside after a storm, it smells fresh. It smells clear. It's exciting because it's new. And that's where God is taking you right now. He's moving you into this newness. Newness in faith, taking you into new realms, new dimensions of faith. You've always been one that believes, and you've always been one, you've seen many miracles, you've seen signs and wonders, but if there's more, there's so much more. Creative miracles. You're going to see things that you haven't even thought of yet. And not only is Pastor Donnie going to be doing this, he's going to teach you how to do it. And as you go from country to country, into churches, into places to minister, they're going to see the hand of God. It's going to be powerful. And there's some things that you've experienced. They've been hard. And it's made you question why. But God said He's brought you through all of those things as a teaching process to bring you to where you are now. Because He literally has raised you up for such a time as this. And I know a lot of times people use that phrase, raise you up for such a time as this, is just a cliche, and I know it's scriptural. I'm sorry. I'm just overwhelmed with the power of God right now. God has literally raised you up for such a time as this. You keep faithful, keep watching, keep moving closer to Him, and you're going to see the impossible. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's a shifting that's blowing over this region. The flood, the waters are coming. The wind is shifting, and when the wind shifts and the waters come down, it begins to change things. God is putting His house in order. 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 The things you've gotten away with in the past are no more. No more, says the Lord. He's putting His house in order so that His glory will be seen across the land. And order begins in the house of the Lord. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord. God's putting us in order. So as we move into order, as we move into order, things become in place. We begin to understand things. And I know God is beginning to shift us from thinking in the natural, as I mentioned earlier. It says in, it says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible. So if there was another way to please God, it would be in the scripture. But there's not. If you want to please God, we've got to have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is. And that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Do you believe who He is? Do you believe who He says He is? When Jesus says, I'm your healer, do you believe Him? When the doctor's report comes and the doctor says you have cancer, you have this, you have that, whose report do you believe? Because the Lord says, the Word of God says, by His stripes you are healed. It's easy to believe the report of the doctor because we see it. It's easy to believe the report of the doctor because we know the symptoms we've been experiencing. But without faith, it is impossible to what? Please God. Our desire, more than anything, but should be to please God. please Him in all ways, in all things. We can't get so used to carrying around a plan B in our pocket. Because plan B is always comfortable. Plan B is familiar. It's something we know. It's something that we don't necessarily have to step out into. But plan A is God's best for us. How many of you want God's best? Amen. It's time to throw away plan B. Plan B is our safety net. But there's no better net I'd rather be in than plan A, than in God's plan. Plan A requires faith. It requires believing the unseen. It requires doing the unseen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If there was another way, He'd do it. There's no substitute for faith. You know, in this world, we have so many substitutes for things. You can go to the grocery store and you can find a substitute for sugar. And you can find a substitute for butter. You know, they got this stuff that says, I can't believe it's not butter. Well, I can't believe they think it tastes like butter. But I'm telling you, there's no substitute for God. There's no substitute for God. When you learn to fully lean, rely, and trust in Him, the God of the universe, the one who spoke and the worlds came into existence. The one who formed you, who thought about you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. He loves you. He cares about you. He always has your best interest at heart. That's a powerful thought. That's a powerful truth. Plan A makes it convenient for us. See, as long as there is faith, something will happen. How many of you want something to happen in your lives? Amen? How many of you want something good to happen? That requires faith. That requires us to stay in faith. Do you remember the Roman centurion who went to get Jesus because his slave was sick? And he goes to Jesus asking Him if He'll pray for him. And what Jesus says, sure, I'll come. But the Roman centurion, he says, I'm a man of under authority. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to that one, come, and he comes. And I speak to the slave and my slave, and I say, do this, and he does it. Jesus, you don't have to come to my house. All you need to do is speak the word. The centurion came to God, came to Jesus, believing that He is. Without faith, it is impossible to believe, or it is impossible to please Him. It's impossible. But you also have to believe that He is. The centurion believed Jesus was who He said He was. And I'm here today to tell you that Jesus is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forevermore. The same Jesus who spoke a word to the centurion's sick slave is the same Jesus who spoke a word and healed my back. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I've been seeing a number of tremendous miracles. I've seen blind eyes see. I've seen people walking crooked all of a sudden begin to walk straight. I've seen pain go. I've seen limbs grow out because of the power of the living God. Do we believe it? Or we don't? We got two choices. It amazes me when I speak to some Christians who don't believe that miracles are for today. They don't believe in His healing power. And they'll look at you and say, well, well, that's nice. Because they don't know what to say. Because they don't believe. And in their mind, they're trying to rationalize and try to reason what really happened. Is she lying? Or did that person do something, you know, that all of a sudden they're well again? But God wants to take us from just the measure of faith that He's given us, and He wants that faith to continue to grow, and to continue to grow, and to continue to grow. Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. There's no substitute for faith. You can't find faith any other place but through God. Today we're going to look in Mark chapter 5. Excuse me. Mark chapter 5, verse number 25. It says, a woman who had had a hemorrhage for 12 years and had endured much at the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse. How many of you can relate to this woman? You've had something and you've gone from doctor to doctor, but instead of getting better, you've gotten worse. You've spent all your money, you spent all your time, and yet you're continuing to get worse. And it says in verse 27, after hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind Him and touched His cloak. And she thought, if I just touch the hem of His garment, I will be made whole. And immediately the flow of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Immediately, Jesus, perceiving in Himself that the power proceeding from Him had gone forth, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my garment? That sounds like a ridiculous question. There's a crowd pressing in around Him. Who touched my garment? The disciples are baffled. You see the crowd pressing in on you and you say, who touched me? And He looked around to the woman who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before Him and told Him the whole truth. And He said to her, daughter. Term of endearment. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. This woman is known in the Bible as the woman with the issue of blood. We don't even know her name. She was known by her condition. Only known by God what her name was. It's a sad place to be when people only know you by your condition. That's that blind guy in a wheelchair that sits down out in front of Walmart. The blind guy in the wheelchair. Don't know his name. That's that addict who I see getting high every day. Labels. This woman was labeled with a woman with an issue. An issue is a problem. How many of you come here today and you have some sort of problem? Some sort of issue? We all have issues. We all experience things, but this woman was known for her condition. She was so in need that nobody knew her except God. She'd been sick for 12 years. 12 long years. She was sick longer than Jesus had been in ministry. Sick, bleeding. And according to Levitical law at that time, because she was bleeding and had an issue of blood, she could not live at home. She had to be put in a place where the blood issues were, so they did, she didn't circulate with the general population. Bleeding and bleeding causes you to get weak. Brings on anemia. She had to have been just sick and disgusted. She had to have been depressed. Most people who go through long-term illnesses become depressed because they don't know how to deal with it. The woman with the issue of blood. How would you like to be known with a man with the issue of fill in the blank? Or the woman with the issue of blank? In Christ, you're free. In Christ, you're His child. In Christ, you have a name and He knows it. That's good news. 12 years this woman went around from doctor to doctor, paying doctor bills, paying for prescriptions, paying for tests, paying into a system that she believed in that failed her. I'm here today to tell you that God will never fail you. Man will fail you, but God never will fail you. She lost all of her wealth believing in that system. We can assume that the woman was a wealthy woman, because if she'd been paying for doctors for 12 years, she had to have some cash, and now her money's all gone. But the turnaround in the story is, but she heard about Jesus. Jesus can and will do the impossible. She heard about Jesus, and she not only heard, but she believed what she heard about Jesus. You can't believe and go do what she did, because I can only imagine this woman, because she wasn't allowed to be out in the general population, people knew that she was the issue, the woman with the issue of blood, and they knew she was to be in a place, and it wasn't around them. Can you imagine? This is a risky move for this woman. She could have died. She could have been killed for doing this very thing, touching a rabbi. But I just can picture in my mind's eye this woman with the issue of blood, so desperate and knowing that her only hope was in this man named Jesus. I could see her with her veil pulled down over her head, going through the crowd so people can't see her, getting low, going up, if only I can touch the hem of His garment, I'll be made whole. You got to believe in something to do that. It's risky to chase after God sometimes, especially in countries where they know. They find out you're a Christian and they torture you and kill you. But I know if I just touch the hem, she knew if she touched the hem of that garment represented the 613 threads represented the law. And she knew if I just touch the word, I'll be made whole. Jesus is the word. If I just touch it. And all of a sudden, Jesus perceiving the power going out from his body. Who touched my garment? Well, what are you, Jesus? Are you crazy? There's all these people around. But he spoke so that the cure would be known to others. See, God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he'll do for another. So you find someone. If you have a back issue, you find somebody who's had a back issue and God's healed them. And you get them to pray for you. And you go to God yourself God, I know you did that. Your word says you're no respecter of persons. And if you've done it for one, you'll do it for another. See, our society is so in tune with we get sick and we think we've got to run to the doctor. My mom, God rest her soul, believed and knew this would come from her mouth. She believed that if you had an ache or a pain or something going on, you take a pill and get better. That was your solution. I have a friend who has MS. And she will often say to me, my pills, my MS drugs, that's the key for my success. And we're so ready to take pills that if you, it says on the label, if you take this pill, you know, it may help what you're doing, but you're going to lose your hair, your teeth are going to fall out, you know, you're going to grow a sixth toe, and you're going to be sneezing all the time, but yet we will do it without a problem. And we're so slow to go to Him. He's our healer. God wants your faith to raise up. All over this auditorium, faith rise. We call it forth in the name of Jesus. This woman's faith was so great. She was willing to risk it all. Most times we don't know what it's like to risk it all. We want the easy. We want the comfortable. Sometimes we just want to be lazy. Truth. One thing I know about healing is sometimes God does it in an instant. And sometimes He does it little by little. And one thing I've learned when He does it little by little in me, it's when I learn and grow the most. Don't get me wrong, it's exciting to see someone, you pray for them and touch them and pull them out of a wheelchair and see them walk. It's very exciting. I never get enough of seeing things like that. You see blind eyes open up and be able to see. But there's something about a progress. Little by little. Even in the Old Testament, when they go to battle, sometimes they won instantly. But other times they had to go little by little. Little by little. And that's where our faith really needs to kick in. Little by little. But God, you promised me. Some of you are sitting on prophetic words that you've had for years. Don't throw them away. You keep believing. Because I know this word to be true, and if He said it, it will come to pass. Because the word says that God is not a man that He should lie. It's not in His nature. It's not in His character. If God spoke it, it's true. This woman with the issue of blood, she lost everything. She lost her dignity. She lost her self-respect. She lost her money. She lost her family. She lost all kinds of things. But then she heard about Jesus. She got to a point in her life where she had nothing to lose. The sad thing is why do we have to get to the point where we have nothing to lose in order to turn to God? What do we have to lose to get in the right relationship with Him? A spouse, a child, a home, a bank account? Because God doesn't want to see you lose those things, but He wants your relationship with Him more than anything. He hungers and desires to be in relationship with Him. There's no better place to be than in God's presence. He longs for your presence. He longs for your worship. He longs for your obedience. He longs for you to be right where He's called you to be, in the palm of His hand. God is faithful to His word. He's always faithful. The word says that she heard about Jesus. In her nothingness, she finds God. After she'd lost it all and endured much, she heard about Jesus. She heard about hope, because He is the hope of glory. All of a sudden, she begins to listen. See, you'll never hear the word of God until you listen. Coming to church and sitting through a service doesn't make you in right relationship with God. Coming to church and surrendering and submitting to Him brings you into right relationship with Him. And the word says, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And once you're free, you're free. You've got to learn to walk in that freedom, in that hope. She heard the word. She heard about Jesus. Is your faith tied to what you feel? So many times, that's the case. I've seen people come and get prayed for and God heal them. And then they go home and the devil starts whispering in their ear. That didn't really happen to you. You know your knee still hurts. You know your back still hurts, or your whatever still hurts, or this or that. And then we start believing that lie instead of the truth, which says by His stripes you are healed. We got to shift our thinking, shift our mindset from thinking in the natural by what we see into walking by faith and not by, or walking by faith and not by sight. It's not what we feel. Sometimes we get up in the morning, on Sunday morning, we don't feel like going to church. And we come up with all kinds of excuses. Well, it's raining outside. I'm going to stay home. Oh, it's so cold out. Y'all don't experience much of that here. It's so hot here, I don't want to go out. That's more like it. Where I live, it's usually the wintertime, it's too cold. It's too snowy. It's too this. It's too that. But yet we get up and go to work on days we don't feel like it. We get up and do what we need to do, and that involves doing what we need to do in the Spirit. I don't feel like praying. That's when you better be praying. And if you really are having a struggle with it, that's when you find a brother or sister and say, brother, can you pray with me? Sister, can you pray with me? Because the word says that iron sharpens iron, and your faith is going to rub into my faith. And my faith's going to rub into your faith. And you're going to get sharp. We got to stop thinking that we can't, because that word is not God. God says, His word says, all with Him, all things are possible. The things that seem the most impossible are when it's right for Him to move. Remember Abraham. Abraham wanted seed. He needed an heir. He was the head of his household. And in Hebrew, that phrase head of household meant he was the head of the generation. And here he was with a barren wife. How do you have a child with a barren woman? But God said. But God promised. So he waits till Abraham is 100 years old. And scientifically, when a man starts to get older and he fathers a child, did you know that most likely it will be a girl? Abraham was 100. Sarah's 90. Paul referred to her womb as good as dead. When things look like it's utterly the worst place it could possibly be, that is exactly the time when God will move and show himself strong, because there's no doubt that that seed came from God. But what do? We want to give up. God must not have meant what he said. It's not what the word says. God must have got it wrong. He never gets anything wrong. God wants us to get to a place where we're always believing, continuously believing. He wants us to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. He wants us to keep moving into greater realms of faith, into greater dimensions of his glory. And how do we do that? By staying in the word. By believing the word, we begin to shift our mindset from this I can't mentality to I can. So the word says I can do what? All things. All things through Christ who strengthens me. That means there's nothing left out. God has your best interest at heart all the time. There's not a day that goes by that God is not thinking of you. There's not a day that goes by that God doesn't want his best for you. But we got to stay connected to that power source. We've got to stay connected to faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please him. God not only wants you healed, he wants you to go lay hands on the sick and see him recovered. He wants you to go out. He wants you to be the one who's down at Walmart over in aisle 5. Because I'm telling you, every time I go to Walmart, I run into somebody who's got something wrong with them. They've either got a problem in their body, they got a problem with their relationships, they got problems in their finances, and you pull them over to the side and say, let me pray for you. Because they'll say, oh no, just go home and pray. But I'm telling you, you got to go pray now. You carry the revival. You carry the presence of God. You're his glory carriers. The King of glory lives here. Remember Kmart used to have those blue light specials? Attention shoppers. The blue light special one, green beans over in aisle 6. But the Lord wants to say there's revival going on over in aisle 5 at Walmart, because a glory carrier came in and they came in with somebody and they began to pray and the Spirit of God began to move. They may have came in one way, but they're going out another way. Our faith needs to go up. Our faith needs to go up. Many times, and I know I am guilty of this, and God has really gotten on me about this. I'm too busy. I'm too busy to stop and do something. But I find when I feel like when I go out, like to go run errands or something, I'm like, I'm just going to run in here and run out because I got to be somewhere else. That's when God puts somebody in my way. He puts somebody in my path that needs a touch from God. And when I stop and pray for him, guess what? Up goes my faith. And I got to say, God, I repent of trying to get out of doing this. I'm sure Pastor Donnie can attest to this. There's probably sometimes he gets up and doesn't feel like coming in here and preaching. Sometimes I don't feel like preaching. But you got to do what God's called you to do. That calls you to be the best you that you can be. And how can you be the best you? It's have the connection in here with him. It's to move in him, to grow in faith. To keep moving. Be in right relationship. See, we're so wishy-washy. One day we're hot and on fire for God. The next day we're like, well, whatever. But what does the word say? The word says if you're neither hot or cold, we'd rather spit you out of his mouth. He wants us hot and on fire for Him all the time. He wants us ready. He wants us moving in Him. Because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. He wants that faith to move so you can be a blessing for others. Do you know and do you realize that there are people out there who are waiting for you? They're waiting for you to come speak a word to them. They're waiting for you to come lay hands on them and see them recover. They're waiting for you to come to know Jesus. We got to get in tune with God. And in this shifting that God is doing, in this wind that's blowing, if you don't get in order yourself, He's going to put you in order. And I'm telling you, you'd rather get in order yourself than for God to put you in order. It took Jonah to live in the belly of a big fish for 3 days and nights in order for him to get himself his act together. Wouldn't you rather do it by yourself? Abraham was looking for seed. But when God has a promise, or when Abraham had a promise from God, nothing could stop him. Abraham tried to fix it on his own. But look where that got him. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. God wants us to learn to walk in that faith every single day. Sometimes when we don't feel like putting that one foot in front of the other, you know, it's comfortable to stay where we are. It's comfortable to stay with what we know. It's comfortable to hang around with the same people that make us feel a certain way. But I'm here to tell you today, it is better to be by yourself with God than to be around a bunch of people who do not care about you or who do not have your best interest at heart. Because God always has His best interest at heart. I preached at a meeting in Grafton, West Virginia, a couple weeks ago. It was in a GLOW meeting, and I preached on faith. And there was a blind woman who came to the service who testified at the end. She said, when you started preaching, she said, when I came in here, she said, all I could ever see was white. Everything was white. And when you came in here and started preaching, all of a sudden I began to see shadows. And after you prayed, I started to see outlines of people. God was restoring her sight little by little. Don't give up. Don't give up in the process. Even if you stumble and fall, what does the word say? A just man falls 7 times, but what? He gets back up again. It's in the getting back up, in the keep doing it, in the keep going. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. We've got to go after God like the woman with the issue of blood. She was willing to risk everything to get to Him. And there's not a whole lot of risk in this room today that I see, except the risk between here and here. Because in between this ear and that ear, it'll talk you out of things. The enemy will whisper in your ear and say, that can't be. That woman's crazy. People in the front row may say I'm crazy. I'm just kidding. To pickle my friend. But it's not about what's here. It's here. It's what we know. Without faith, it takes effort to have faith. And we're all given that measure of faith. The woman with the issue of blood went after Jesus. There was a blind man named Bartimaeus who was begging along the roadside, and he heard about Jesus and he began to yell out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. But the people around him were telling him to be quiet. Sit down, be quiet. See, there's always a voice that's going to tell you to sit down and be quiet. There's always a voice that opposes you that says you can't do it. But it made Bartimaeus cry even louder. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Because he heard about the power of the living God. Our faith needs to rise up. We got to go after God with everything we have. His word says, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Guess what? There's a prize. There's a great prize. And too many Christians think that great prize is heaven. And heaven's going to be awesome. Heaven is awesome. But there's prizes all along the way. There's healing. There's deliverance. There's faith. There's glory. There's joy. There's peace. There's righteousness. And he blesses us all along the way. It's in him that you find everything you need. Everything. Everything is in him. So I don't know about you, but I want to please God. I want to please God. That's a desire that is deep in my heart. I want to keep moving in the things of him, and I don't want to stop. Is there anyone here who's like that? Amen. Keep moving, keep growing, keep moving, keep growing. Don't stop. Even when I don't feel like it, keep going. Boy, I don't feel like praying this morning. I'm going to keep going. Don't feel like reading the Word, but I'm going to keep reading. And keep moving. So this morning, I'd just like you to stand to your feet right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your word. And God, we thank you. We thank you that your word brings life. And God, we thank you for what you're doing in our midst. And we thank you, God, for what you are about to do, God. And Father, we thank you for this CSRA. And Father, we thank you for Life Ministries. And Father, we thank you for the function that this church is going to have on the region, is already having and will continue to have. We thank you for the function this church has in Haiti and around the world as God continues to move all over this place. You're global. You are global. Not just a country. Countries, plural. You're global. And you got to get ready. So, Father, today in this house, I speak to the spirit man of each individual in here, and I call for faith to rise up. Faith, rise up, rise up, rise up. Father, I cast out disbelief, unbelief, and I command it to go now in the name of Jesus. I call forth faith to arise. Faith to arise. Faith to arise. Faith to arise. So right now, in your seat, if you're here today, or actually not in your seat, if you're here today and you have some sickness in your body, some disease, you got something going on. Maybe you need a touch in a relationship. You need something from God. I want you to come up here right now. I'm not going to tarry here long, but if that's you, you need to run to God. That woman with the issue of blood, she didn't fool around. She went to the crowd, risking everything to come to Jesus. Amen. Who else? I don't want you to wait till I'm walking out in the parking lot and then you decide, well, I'm going to go after her to get her to pray for me. Your time is now. Your time is now. 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 Maybe you're not in right relationship with Jesus. Maybe you just need to invite him in your heart. Now. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time. Now is the time. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right. Everybody just stay in an attitude of prayer. Those of you who are in your seats, I just want you to pray at your seat. Release your hands out towards those who came forward. And pray. So right now, wherever you have something, sir, did you come up for prayer? Would you come over here, please? Did you want prayer? Oh, you're okay. All right. So whatever you have going on in you, whatever it is, if you've got an issue with your back, I want you to put your hands on your back. If you've got a problem with your knee, on your knee or your hip, or maybe it's something spiritual, something inside, put your hand over your heart. If you need something from God, just put your hand over your heart. That's fine. Sit down. Perfect. Perfect. Man always says that sickness is a disease. But the word says there's a spirit of infirmity. So right now, every fruit has a root, whether it's good fruit or bad fruit. So right now, and it needs to be uprooted. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to that root of pain and that source of inflammation, that source of problem. I command it to go now in the name of Jesus. Father, I take authority over it now in the name of Jesus. That name that is above every name. I say pain go in Jesus' name. I say pain go in Jesus' name. Father, I say pain go in Jesus' name. By His stripes you are healed. Honda babo shokonda ba rasita bo rashinda ba 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 kosonda bo rata hese kabashato. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Pain, go in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak order, divine order over these people now in Jesus' name. Order, divine order, your order, God. In Jesus' name. Kosonda basha torata. Basita babu shaku. Randa basha kurea. Bonde de 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 de. Shata basi kabu. Kondo borata se kenda baba. Sheshi babu sata. Kenda babu rata. Divine order, Lord. Divine order. God, we declare it and decree it over your children today, Lord. Divine order. Divine order in the name, in the name, in the name that is above every name, in the name that is above every name. God, we call forth order. Divine order. We call for alignment and healing now in Jesus' name. Oh, day, 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 day. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. The centurion just wanted you to speak a word. And God, we speak a word of life over your children today. We speak life. We speak life. We speak healing. Total restoration. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shakanda borata. Sotobobo shetenda borata. Healing, healing, healing now in the name of Jesus. Kosonda bo shokoreanda ba. Kereinda bo satasheke. Healing, God. Healing and restoration. Restoration, oh God. Restoration. 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 Things that are out of alignment, God, bring them into alignment now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Kora sita bashunda borata. Ke sita bu shakanda borato. Kosonde de 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 de. Pango in Jesus' name. Shati basa. Koko babo rata sata shata. Bonde de 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 de. Sheki taburata. Korata setindabo. Healing, Lord. Healing, God. We release healing over your children now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, that's it. Breathe in and breathe out. Hallelujah. 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 And if you're here in up here in front, or maybe you're in back and you're just praying along, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just release healing in this place now. Aches, pains, go in Jesus' name. Line up with the Word of God in Jesus' name. And so I want you to do, if you had some issue, I want you to do something that you couldn't do before. If you couldn't lift your knee, try to lift it. If you're having trouble bending, try to bend it. If you're having trouble lifting your arms, whatever it was, because faith always requires action. Faith always requires action. Do something you couldn't do before. And begin to pray. Then begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, my King. We praise you, mighty God. Worthy of all praise. Worthy of all praise. Worthy of all praise. Thank you, God. And if you're here today and you believe the scripture in Mark 16 where Jesus said, you will lay hands on the sick and see them recover, I want you to lift your hands up right now. And I want you to pray this after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe your word. I believe you are who you say you are. I believe your word from Genesis to Revelation. And I believe these hands will lay hands on the sick and I will see them recover. Father, help my faith to increase, daily. I believe in Jesus' name. Amen.